Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
It sure does. This is Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. And I must say, I'm freaking out a little bit. Steve-O is supposed to be here, and he's not here. And as you know, we discussed last night that he has a really very, very serious cardiac condition. And he was scheduled to do a stunt. I think it's for the Jackass 2 film, where I can't even describe what it was because apparently he's not supposed to. But a significant fall. Surprise, surprise. Steve-O falling from a height. And with this heart condition, I was actually trying to convince him to go to the cardiologist or the hospital even last night. And now he's not here, and now I'm freaked out. So, yeah, it's funny, but it isn't. He had what's called a cardiomyopathy, which is basically the leading reason why people get heart transplants. It's the whole muscle of the heart starts dysfunctioning, and it can't pump the blood forward. And sometimes you can reverse it with medication, and it kind of depends what the underlying cause of the heart problem was. In his case, probably alcohol. Surprise, surprise. He has stopped drinking, started smoking more pot, but whatever. For right now, no alcohol. And this thing could cause, really, he's not in failure yet, but it can cause sudden standstill, and it really is quite freaking me out a little bit. So we'll continue taking your calls while we try to track him down, and hopefully he'll come on in here. This is Stacy.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. I'm a little anxious about my friend here, but I'm all right.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
It's, yeah, it's weird. Good times.
Hi,
what's
Dr.
happening?
Yes, ma'am. I have been feeling kind of crappy the past few days, and then today my nipple started hurting a little bit. And about a couple hours ago, I went in the bathroom and I looked at it and pushed on it, and pus just came out.
Sure wasn't milk?
Yeah, it was green.
Green. Well, sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes the milk can be brown and green and stuff, too. Did you have a piercing in or anything like that?
No.
Have you been pregnant recently?
No.
Is there anywhere redness or tenderness anywhere?
It's very red and, like, almost purple around it a little bit.
And just the one side?
Yeah.
You might want to get your butt over to a hospital, because if you can get infections, it's called mastitis, and it can get pretty intense. It can actually even need surgery sometimes. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah, they're applauding your you made it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Is that just to freak me out? Is that, you know what I'm thinking, right?
No.
Yeah, God. Damn. I knew you were doing some weird stunt, and I imagined that going bad. And B, you know, I'm thinking of other things, too.
Yeah.
Just saying. But Stacey, here's the deal. There are three possibilities. One is that it is milk and you're pregnant. Two is milk and you have hypothyroidism, a leading cause of that, or medication can do it. And then finally, it's infection, and somebody does see it, like, right away. Especially
right
if you get if you get a fever and chills, then I insist it happen right away, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
as soon as
Dr.
possible.
Drew.
All right, good luck. Hot compresses in the meantime, okay? Hot towels, got it?
Okay.
Hot towels, very hot. I can put them in a microwave, and that's that. So welcome, thank you.
Yeah, dude, the great trapezo kicked some butt today.
Did it? It worked out good? It worked out well?
The great trapezo.
Can you talk about it?
Nah, I really
just tantalizing us. But it was a trapeze act and falling from a height.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Flying, like, just through the air is awesome.
Really? And you did it a couple times without the impact source. You did
something, and then
you went forward, face forward?
Yeah.
And your heart didn't stop?
No.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Sorry to freak you out, man.
Do you want to reset? By the way, I was expressing on Nicole Alvarez's show, the show ahead of ours here in K-Rock in Los Angeles, and how dismayed I was at the Loveline callers last night. And I thought, you know, I'm angry that you guys treated Steve-O like some sort of cardboard character as opposed to a guy with a serious thing he's trying to deal with. Mm. But more than that, I'm disappointed. Because I'll tell you something. When 10 years ago, my son had brain surgery. And I appealed to Loveline listeners to write letters to him that I could show him when he was much older, to sort of recreate this, and, you know, it sort of gave me hope, and it felt so good to have that support. And we actually open those letters and read them all the time for my son. It's it's funny and cool and touching, and to hear you guys let Steve-O down so deeply last night, I thought, wow, they just made me upset. So
no word from that chick either.
Oh, Ashley, bitch, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know, man. What a weird way to leave it off, too. Like, we were getting kind of intense, you know? And then, I find out I've got this piece of crap heart, and...
Well, set this all up again. I kind of set it up a little bit. Go ahead. You had the executive physical last week. Or a couple
weeks ago. My dad got all concerned about my health. You know what my dad said?
What does he know about this now?
No, not at all. My dad told me, he said, I feel that I need to worry about you more than if you were off in Iraq. I'm thinking to myself, duh.
In fact, I know the thought bubble over your head is, yeah, I should go to Iraq. Yeah, I should go there.
So in any case, I went to this fully comprehensive medical physical,
thing.
I was thinking that maybe I should be worried about hepatitis C from having snorted all this cocaine through rolled up bills, which apparently is a really good way to get hepatitis C.
Nah.
I thought I haven't been 100% perfect at being protected in the bed every time.
Mm-hmm. So you're worried about HIV.
I don't know. But it turns out that I came up completely clean of STDs, and I've got...
Well, I like the setup was they called him, they got to call him in, and something I got to talk to you about, and immediately Steve goes, my wiener's okay.
my wiener's all right. He's like, yeah. This whole huge long list of diseases that I don't have.
My wiener, okay.
And the doctor's like, yeah, but your heart's not working properly. I'm still kind of on the wiener, but my wiener's all right. And, Yeah, so no STDs, but it seems I've got the health of a 90-year-old virgin because the doctor says that my heart's messed up. And
a transplant could be in the future?
Yeah.
I'm saying no.
Probably not. Who knows? I find out more tomorrow. So
unfortunately, in the course of the show, no thanks to the Loveline listeners, Steve-O started getting wood about having a cardiac transplant. Decided he's going to make a television series out of it.
Now
he's hoping for a cardiac transplant.
I was, in the car on the way over just now, and sorry again for being late. I was thinking, well, if I got a heart transplant from a black man,
You wanted a baboon, didn't you?
No. That was Anderson's idea, but... I wonder if it would help my rap career if I got a black dude's heart. I mean, I don't know.
We could document it all anyway. Well, let's take a couple calls and see what these folks have to say. Jenny.
Hi.
Hey, you're on with Steve-O.
All right. First and foremost, Steve-O, I love you. I really, really hope that you'll take all the proper necessary procedures to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's
the plan.
With all the happiness and laughter that you've brought to the world, you have to have brought even more so to your loved ones and... They would just.
I've seen the communications from his loved ones. Laughter and happiness are not two words that leap to mind. Nicole, what's going on? You're with Steve-O.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, nothing.
I just wanted to ask, have you told Johnny or any of the other guys about your condition?
No, you didn't.
I talked to with Chris Pontius a bunch, but it's not really, a big fun topic of conversation to bring up with the guys.
Oh.
So I can't, yeah.
Aren't they interested or are they not?
I don't know. I mean, we're trying to make a movie and, I just...
Do they know?
I guess so, yeah. I talked to Chris today.
And?
Yeah, I mean, it was rad, He's my bro. But I don't know. I consciously sort of deliberately decided not to really bring everybody down today. I showed up. I got on the trapeze. I went flying through the air. And that was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, I also want to say that other guy who was on the other night who was saying, you shouldn't laugh about your condition. You could die right here on the radio. That guy was being a douche.
Yes. Thank you, Nicole.
I was wondering why you think it's so funny that you're you got a heart condition and you're just laughing about it.
I don't know. They say laughter cures cancer, right?
Then do yes for your heart.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Nicole. That guy's a douche.
Shay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Here we go.
Right on. Hey, I wanted to just tell Steve-O that he has nothing to worry about. My father-in-law had an ejection fraction of 20.
Yes.
He's 50 years old. Now they tell him he's got a heart of a marathon runner.
Yeah, see? See?
Did your father have to change his lifestyle significantly?
No, not really. He stopped drinking. he stopped drinking a while back, and so he didn't have to change much more than taking his medication.
Right. It's medicine, stop drinking, change lifestyle modestly. I mean, you know, Steve-O, let's be serious here.
He doesn't get to Amsterdam much either, so.
No, I bet not. I bet not. But this is the point. And, Shay, thank you for saying that, because I think that's right. I think that's what's going to happen. I think as those of us that work with heart conditions, we freak out quite a bit about cardiomyopathy.
Yeah.
So we don't expect them to reverse, but they can.
Right.
They do. They get a lot better. All right, Shay.
We were standing around on the set today just sort of killing time. Somebody had a hacky sack. And, you know, like, just with the crew, we were all hacky sacking. And I thought, because, you know, like, hacky sacking is something that I used to be kind of into in my days of following the Grateful Dead around. And there I was, kind of, you know, like it's kind of a workout, you know? Like,
yeah. And you're doing fine.
I thought to myself, man, like, I wonder if the doctors would tell me not to hacky sack.
Yeah, you're all right. You can hacky sack.
Yeah, rad.
Here's another question for you, Steve. It was Pretty Ricky.
Hello?
Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Steve, I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to know if you want to have a threesome with me and my wife.
Before the surgery, though, right?
You know, what do you think about this, Drew? Because it happened to me once before, and I feel like I got roped into it. Is it not the case, like, at least 9 times out of 10, when you've got, like, a couple that wants to bring in a third party? Say, like, the third party's a dude, like, this guy's, you know, propositioning me. Isn't it always because the dude wants this dude to go?
Whenever it's a threesome of any mix, it's always the dude driving.
It's always the dude driving.
Not always. I'm misspeaking that. But it's either a woman trying to sabotage the relationship, a lesbian, or the dude.
Yeah. I think that's because women aren't going to be inclined to that.
Not the way guys are.
Yeah, the sort of instinct that women have is to sort of keep it down.
And, right, intimacy, and guys are for diversity and action.
Yeah, so I guess, like, I mean, I don't want to be insulting or anything, but I have to say like, I don't want to insult you, but your proposition, it just seems fishy to me, like I'd be getting into some homosexual encounter, and I probably would, wouldn't I, Drew?
Oh, there's a dude there. There's a guy there. What's he going to do?
I've never done well with getting erections with naked dudes around me.
Hey, people.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I just want to say that my sister really likes you a lot, too, guys.
Cool, man. Thank you.
No,
but there she is. Is that her?
I hope you're right, people.
Yeah, hey, man. I appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Good times. Monique.
Yes?
Hey, you're on Steve-O.
Where are you from, Monique?
Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Come over. She's 15.
Oh, is she? Yeah, man.
1-800-LOVE-191 for Steve-O.
I'm right here.
Oh, Monique, you just dropped the F-bomb. Thank you so much. You have to sit on hold for a couple minutes here. Shelly.
I'm pretty much horny enough. I think I could put on a rubber and hump a bag of Funyuns right now.
Shelly.
Yes?
What's up?
Nothing much. How's it going?
Good.
All right. Sometimes when I'm having sex with my boyfriend, mostly when I'm getting oral sex, he'll like be doing it bad, and I'll just think it's really bad, and like I'll be on the edge, and sometimes I'll envision myself like pounding his head in.
Nice.
Like, him and stuff.
Is that because he's doing such a bad job?
That's what I don't know. Maybe I'm just on edge, but yeah, I feel like he's doing a bad job.
Now, when you say bad, you mean just kind of like boring, like nothing's happening?
Not boring. Like sometimes his shoulders might be pushing on me too much, and I'll just like freak out. Just little things like that. And I mean, in the relationship, I'm always the dominant one in every relationship I'm in. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't know.
Well, somebody handled you kind of aggressively when you're growing up. And so that gets learned. It gets etched into you. Do you get into fights and things?
No, I really never got in fights.
So you're not real aggressive with people?
In, like, sports and stuff, yeah, I am.
And
I
how about with your
win.
How about in your interpersonal life? Do you get, you know, you're sort of somebody that people have to stay away from and have trouble, and you think to yourself, I just speak my mind. I'm just one of these people that people handle. They can't handle if I'm honest because I just tell like it is.
Myself. No, okay. I don't think that about myself.
So it's just these transient fantasies. You aren't actually an aggressive person.
Well, this is my first relationship where I'm getting therapy now for it, but I would go on to, like, hitting rampages. Like, when we get in fights, I just start beating them up and stuff.
Didn't I just ask, do you get anybody getting fights?
Yes, but yeah, I but thought that
that's
you meant...
Different.
I mean, are you an aggressive person? Now, so you're a violent person, and you're into domestic violence, which means that you witnessed some very heavy stuff growing up. Were they beating you or just beating each other, the parents?
I don't ever remember witnessing my father hitting my mom, but me and my sister would lock ourselves up in a room, and we could hear him, like, throwing things. And
That is violent. That's witnessing violence between the parents. That's not good.
Plus, what you can't see is probably, you know, like...
It's even worse,
it, yeah. Because then your imagination can get...
No, that is very damaging for young kids. Very difficult, so...
I've got a question, Now, is it just when this guy's going down on you that you want to pound his head in? Or, like say, if he's sleeping right there next to you, do you think about pounding his head in while he's sleeping? Or you know, like...
No, probably the only other time I think about it is, like, if he's driving, because I people drive bad. And, like, if he, like, doesn't stop soon enough, it's like, what the hell are you doing? You know?
You just want to pound his head in, kick him out the car, and then start driving.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you on any medication?
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
Well, right, I was taking Zoloft, and then they put me on Wellbutrin also because of the sexual side effects, which is not helping it.
Okay.
But now they're taking me off the Zoloft slowly because they said it could help. It might, like, fuel my anger. I don't know. So
what sexual side
raise
effects?
Up my Wellbutrin.
Is a psychiatrist seeing you?
A psychiatrist, and then I see a therapist also.
Okay, good.
But
good, you'll be all
right. I'm getting the therapist changed because I don't like her.
All right, good. What's that, Steve?
What sexual side effects?
This shuts everything down. No orgasm.
Oh, yeah, that's
and I have
weird.
A problem anyways. I've always had it takes forever, and it just got to the point where I couldn't anymore at all.
That's Zoloft. Good times. Let's go back quickly to Monique. Monique?
Yeah?
So here you go. You like Steve-O.
And you can't swear on the radio.
Can't use the F word or the S word. I don't know how often you hear that on national radio, but whatever.
Okay.
Horse, slut, bitch.
So go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering if you could, like, get addicted to piercings. Like,
yes, sure.
Sure, yeah, yes.
Really?
What's the fancy word for self-mutilation?
That's a pretty good word for it.
Oh, yeah, okay. There isn't a fancier word for that?
I could probably find one. I can't think of it right now, but...
I bet there's one for piercers in particular, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Monique, people get high on the experience of the piercers. People get high on how they look. People compulsively do it when they were physically abused and their kids as a way of sort of taking control over the abuse rendered to their own body. It's, you know...
Dr. Drew just came up short on a medical term.
Well, I think self-mutilation would be it. I can't think of any other one to replace that, but I'll look it up.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Drew, I love you guys. Like, you and Steve-O, dude, you guys, like, are awesome on the radio every night.
Well, yeah, thank
every
you.
Every single time.
Cool. Okay. So you heard about Steve-O's illness, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm so sorry about that.
Well, you know, I'm sure I deserve it.
No, you don't.
How about deserve it? You earned it.
Yeah, exactly. I shouldn't say that I deserved it.
But you earned it.
I've got a sneaking suspicion I might have earned it.
No. No.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks, Monique. All right, let's talk to Danny. Danny?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, I have a question. For one thing... It's awesome to be talking to Steve-O. You are the man, for once.
Oh, yeah, thanks, bro.
Wild Boys is awesome. You and Pontius are great. So here's my question. Me and my girl were having sex, and the condom broke. And so while I was ejaculating in her. And I read in some magazine that if the lady goes to the bathroom, that I guess semen is killed by urine. Is that true?
No.
No.
Danny, come on. Don't you think we'd be out there preaching pee after sex as a way of evoking contraception? That's not a contraceptive method. Or we'd be telling you to pee into the vagina if that would help? Of course not. Emptying your bladder after sex helps reduce the risk of bladder infections, and that's it. So she needs to get the morning after pill immediately. You can call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE, number 2, late, not too late. Mm-hmm. and go get it right now.
Now, what if, like, she just got done having a period, like, two...
Go get... Danny, go get the morning after pill.
You don't have to yell at him, Drew.
But, I mean, he's like an alchemist. I'm going to figure out how we can get around this on technicality. There's no technicalities on this. I don't care if she was having her period. I don't care if... Here's the one technicality you get by. She doesn't have a uterus.
Hey, but
then you're okay.
What if Venus and Saturn are aligned? Is that cool?
No uterus. You're fine. Otherwise, get the morning after pill.
Okay, but he didn't say when this happened. When did this happen, dude?
It happened last Saturday.
Oh. 1-800 too late.
There you go, dude.
1-800 too late. Well, you can actually take it up to 5 days out. It might have some benefit, but... You know.
Oh, up to 5 days out? Wow.
Well, you want it within three, but some people advocate up to five. And look,
I mean, it can't hurt,
you're
right?
Just going to have to say your prayers now.
So the morning after pill, is it not, like... I always just thought of it as sort of like some big dirty bomb that you just throw in that just wipes everything out.
No, it's just the birth control pill the way you would normally take it, just a little bit more, and it just prevents the egg from being released.
A little bit more, so
You're thinking of RU486. That's the dirty bomb that causes an abortion.
God, that's wild, because I remember the caller, this girl called in, and she said that she was, like, doubling up her birth control pills, you know, and, like, taking, like, three of them after sex or something. We were both pretty shocked by that. But now you're telling me that the morning after pill is, you know.
She was doing weird things. She was taking the pill every day, but as opposed to taking it the way it's supposed to be used to be completely effective, she was messing around with the doses all over the place.
Yeah.
If you are not on the pill and you have no coverage and something goes wrong, you take a big dose, a double dose, basically, right after sex, and the egg doesn't get released.
And
the sperm sits there.
And it is the same drug as the birth control pill?
It's the exact same drug.
Wow.
So about five, seven different birth control pills can use for this. But the product that's marketed out there is called Plan B. Here's the deal. People have this weird concept that when they have sex, the woman gets pregnant. Well, how long after sex do you think somebody gets pregnant, Siva?
Well, I know that the swimmers have a lot of swimming to do.
Yeah.
And it's upstream.
And they hang out for a while.
I want to say maybe 6 to 12 hours.
72 hours.
Oh, wow.
And it's usually within 12 hours of ovulation, but they sit there for 3 days. That's why for 3 days, if you stop the egg from being released, you're fine.
6 to 12 hours.
72 hours.
Because I'm just thinking about, like, the life expectancy of... You know, a load of semen, right? Like, you know, if left in, you know, even in room temperature
on a drain board or sink
yeah,
side
yeah.
drain,
then it's not gonna have very long. And so
right, no, but 3 days they sit around the tube and wait.
So in the in the vagina or whatever, like
they go through the uterus and get to the tube and just wait.
And so the inside the body, it's kind of like.
It's better for it. It's
yeah.
a lot longer, yeah. Uh-huh. It's meant to hang out there for a while.
But your sperm can't live past 40, Steve-O, sorry.
Your sperm all have hearts of 90-year-olds.
Yeah, that's true.
But their tails are 18-year-olds, so who cares?
Yeah, good-looking 90-year-olds.
All right, let's take a break here. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve-O and his floppy valves and floppy muscle. That is the heart muscle, that is. But he's a good wiener. Wiener's good, right?
Yeah. And I need chicks to come down here.
I guess so. Okay,
yeah.
We're back.
Fairfax and Venice.
After this.
Hey, Drew, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
I haven't noticed that. There we go. What's that, Steve-O?
The doctor told me that heart failure is just not fun at all.
No, it's not a good thing. You sit in a chair and swell up, basically.
I mean, it seems totally rad to just keel over and be dead before you hit the floor, like, OG.
Yeah,
you know?
That's not heart failure, though. That's called sudden cardiac death.
Sudden cardiac death I can totally deal with.
Here is a Mallory. Mallory?
Hi. Hey, Steve-O, I was just going to tell you, just don't give up no matter what. I was like three and a half years.
I like the guy that called was reassuring. That was the first reassuring call we've had, which was, Steve, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, no, I was in the hospital for like 3.5 years in and out, and they didn't even know it was wrong. And I'm
what was
now,
it?
By the way,
one of the things about when you have a bad heart, you got to watch out for salt intake.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Steve-O just poured like three packages of salt in his coffee.
It was, you know, I just don't drink coffee that often, and... I should have noticed, like, the big Morton salt container with, like, the little metal
thing. You poured that?
I poured that into my coffee.
Oh, my God. He thought it was sugar.
It was sitting next to the coffee. Like, why wouldn't it be sugar?
Oh, my God.
Steve, you put salt in your coffee?
And he took this huge swig and started screaming.
Oh, God. Oh, Steve, I also wanted to tell you. That my 3.5-year-old nephew watches Wild Boys 4 times a day, and we're in the store, and he will act like he's throwing up like you, and people stare at me like I'm a weirdo.
Nice.
And yeah. They're like, is your son okay? I'm like, it's my nephew, and yeah, he's just acting like Steve-O.
Nobody and gags more on television than Steve-O.
Yeah.
I know. I really need him.
All right, Matt, why were you in the hospital so much?
Well, they weren't sure what was wrong, but I had, they said that what was wrong with my heart was it's called, like, POTS or something. And it's where my body doesn't, adjust to gravity. And so I would, pass for no reason.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
It's like ace.
Yeah, but don't give up. I mean,
you don't know what that stands for, Drew?
Well, it's probably positional. I'm trying to think what this would be. It's positional hypotension.
Leave him alone, Steve. He's not a real doctor.
So it's the carotid body. I'm just trying to create. Usually we also got carotid body sensitivity. I'm trying. She doesn't have it quite right. PATS. What is
she? She's really dancing around this one.
If she goes and lives on the moon, though, she'll be fine.
You sure it's not? You're talking about PSVT?
I don't know what it is. My mom.
Okay.
All right, Melanie.
All I know is they tell me take this medicine, you'll be good. So.
What's the medicine?
It's proamatine or proamatine.
Yeah, okay. That's to keep your blood pressure up. Okay. Good times, Mallory. Steve.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey there.
I got a question for Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
And I just want to know if you are planning on continuing your current...
career?
Current career. With your
sure, man. Absolutely. We got Jackass 2 comes out September 22nd. I just renewed my shoe deal. You know, I'm on here all the time, and I don't promote my rad shoes.
Let's hear about it.
Snow
shoes.
I do commercials
for your shoes all the time.
Yeah, you see the commercials. I make these ridiculous shoe commercials. You know, I sold 300,000 pairs of shoes in my first year.
Wow, nice.
I couldn't believe it. I mean,
and you never bring us shoes, for that matter.
You know, I'm bad about it. Like, if you send me an email with shoe sizes, I just zip it right off. But in any case, yeah, I renewed my shoe contract, so I'm going to make all these rad new commercials. I'm putting out
You send it off to the sweatshops in Thailand and your shoes come back?
No, okay. The warehouse is here in L.A. There's my rap album I'm putting out. I got a new DVD coming out. Come January, I'm going on a world tour. There's nothing about me that's going to slow down from a professional perspective. It's just my lifestyle that I'm going to be adjusting a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Thanks, man.
Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah? What's happening, Sarah?
I'm a married pre-op transsexual female.
Married pre-op transsexual female. So that means that...
You're male to female. Male to female.
Yeah.
And what are you married to?
So it's you can say chick with a dick, right?
No.
No.
You're a chick with losing a dick.
Pre-op.
Yeah. But I've been on hormones for 6 months, and I don't want to be functional.
What do you mean functional? What do you mean?
I don't want to get an erection, you know?
And, why not?
And
why not?
So this is a woman. This is a woman. A
chick with a dick, who's going to lose the dick?
Okay.
Kind of weird. I don't like it anymore. And so I was wondering if there's like things that I can do to stop myself from being able to have one. Other than
you can make that cutting sound again, Anderson.
is your need to take off your penis the big issue here?
I want it gone.
Okay, now this is clearly a psychological issue, right, Drew? What we have is sort of the penis is something bad, and we've got feelings of guilt
or something.
Like, do you feel guilty because your penis feels rad?
It looks I don't like...
So you're disgusted like by the penis. It's the only thing in the way from becoming a female.
Becoming complete, yeah.
And so you've got this... So you're mad at the penis, do you masturbate or anything? I mean...
Well, I mean, my wife and I have, you know, sex, just not the way a man and woman do, you know.
How do you do it?
Do I really have to say?
You don't have to, well, but it's interested. Love line, you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we work with what we've got.
You have a penis.
Yeah, but I do other things other than that. So.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about oral sex?
I know, but how do you get off?
Oral sex, strap-ons, vibrator, you know.
You don't have any kids, do you? Please say no.
I just don't want to be functional.
Yeah, but do you have any kids yet?
4.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
What?
How does your wife feel about this?
It's a non-issue.
Why?
She identifies as straight, but... She wants to be with me, so...
As a woman, when you're a woman, she still wants to be with you.
Yes.
All right.
Now, like, you know how, like, anorexia, like people... I'm trying to think of a comparison, so there's something to compare this to. Like, the
it's hard.
You know, like...
I think more it's like him saying, I'm a three-limbed man stuck in a four-limbed body. You got to take that third limb off. It's disgusting me.
Yeah. I just can't even imagine, like, to have your, whatever it is that makes you transsexual, have this urge to be a woman override the natural urge to want to get a boner and pull a load.
It's hard to understand that, right?
Yeah, that's some intense...
Drive.
Yeah.
Intense drive.
I mean...
And the other thing that you have to sort of diagram to cut your head around is the fact that most... male to female transsexuals, guy that loses the penis, does so to maintain a lesbian relationship with a woman.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? So Sarah, or whatever.
It just can't be healthy because, you know, you think about it, like, all of this semen just building up and all, you know, like, you get so horny, and then as you get hornier, you get even more disgusted by the penis. Like, that can't be
healthy. I've asked him if that's true.
Is that what happens? You get hornier and hornier, it all builds up, and then that just makes you madder and madder at the penis?
Well, I have a release, but
what's the release?
I have an orgasm, but
when the penis comes off, will you still have orgasms?
Yeah, most girls are orgasmic nowadays, so.
Girls that were men are orgasmic?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. How does that work? I know that every penis starts out as a clitoris.
That's true.
Yeah. They just invert it back into where it began, I guess.
The penis does not start inside. It starts out as a clitoris.
But I just don't want to be functional. I don't want it to work anymore. I don't want to do something. You know.
God, it's like the end of Clockwork Orange.
It's not a normal impulse there, Sarah. Let nature be a little bit here, my dear.
Yeah.
If nothing else, if you're unwilling to look at anything else, please examine why you're unwilling to allow normal erections to occur, and you're just so disgusted that you can't even tolerate waiting.
I don't want to be... I don't want to be functional. That's like... You know, literally translated, it's like I don't want nature to take its course.
I don't want my maleness to exist. It just
Hey, Drew, will you please ask Mrs. Garrison about his kids?
Yeah.
What about them?
I don't know, like, what their deal is.
How old are they?
Oh, 8, 7, and 4-year-old twins. We talked to them about it, and you know, they don't.
Wear a sock on your hand and talk to them. A little sock with a hat.
No, they call me mom. You know now.
Yeah.
More like I'm a woman now. So.
You know, I told you about the experience I had with someone who was a post-op.
Yeah. What?
No, I've told you about it before. Like. I met this individual, and it was that they were, she, he, whatever, like, was described to me as, having been a hermaphrodite, but having had, like, you know, the operation or whatever to be completely 100% female.
Yeah, but that's ambiguous genitalia. We talked about it. That's not hermaphrodite. That's not this.
I heard after that that hermaphrodites don't exist. And
right.
It was a dude who had his wiener cut off.
Oh, really?
I guess.
It's called ambiguous genitalia, which is very common. You can be born with a vagina and a penis.
Yeah, okay.
And those are usually females.
Because, I mean, this person...
Or often females.
This person, I mean, if it had been a dude, whatever, I'm saying that, like... Looked way more like a hot chick than most of the hot chicks. You know, like...
Art Sarah, thanks. We. Jennifer.
Hi. I had a question about... yesterday you were talking to a guy that had a pacemaker and he said that it hurt when he was having sex. Do you remember that?
He was 19 years old.
Mitral valve disease.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, you had mentioned briefly you had asked him if he had chronic strep throat.
No, I was asking about, you ever heard of rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease?
No,
you don't see it in this country.
It's wheezing.
You don't see it in this country anymore because of all the antibiotics. But yes, in the one days people got kidney failure and heart, all kinds of good stuff from throat infections.
So
now
I
get nothing.
Because I get strep throat a lot. And I when I was younger, I had a heart murmur.
No.
Now it's gone. I was wondering if there's anything.
No, nothing to do with it. Nothing,
okay.
nothing.
Okay, okay. Awesome. All right. Thanks.
So the dude that sucked my wiener, he had really tiny hands.
He did what?
Well, I mean, like...
This was the Sheen Fee guy?
Yeah. He sucked my wiener, you know? But,
You didn't masturbate for him?
No,
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I mean, there was no Adam's apple.
Yeah.
I love how I feel completely unaccountable for anything I say. I love
that. Right, because you're who cares?
Yeah.
By the way, let's get back to that bitch Ashley. I'm so pissed at her.
Yeah. Nah, I you know.
Wait, no, you called up by immediately. You just found out you have a really serious problem. You've been dumped all this information. You call your girlfriend. She said, "Oh, honey, that's too bad. I'm taking a shower. Anyway,
yeah, I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed."
I know, but the thing is, it's best to not even, I don't even know who you're talking about. I already forgot. Yeah. Woo.
All right, take a little break.
Yeah,
enjoy.
The hands were tiny, no Adam's apple. You know, the fake boobs were just
Were they fake?
Awesome.
They're fake?
I mean, sure, I guess.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dude, right?
No. If it was just ambiguous genitalia, it could have been a female.
That dude looked like a hotter chick than most of the hot chicks.
It was a girl.
It
was a girl. It was a girl.
Probably, maybe, I don't know.
Where was
this? But it sure makes for a funny story.
Where was this?
I was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And this incredibly attractive individual resides in Philadelphia. You know, like we were shooting Jackass 2 in Philadelphia.
It is the city of brotherly love.
We were shooting Jackass 2 in Philly. And like 2 days after I got home back to L.A., I got an email from, like, I don't know if you remember me, but, the person, the sex change dude.
Oh, he and she told you about
it? Everybody wound up, it was a full-on sex change, yeah.
But did he give him that email. Did he or she talk about it when you were with him, her?
It was pretty kind of a touchy topic at the time. You know, like, I thought that it was just... You know, a hermaphrodite, maybe there's just a little bit of dude in there, but all of the dude had been taken care of.
You know? The dude that counted to you?
Yeah. But in any case, I got this email, I thought, wow, how funny is that? And honestly, if I stayed in Philly any longer, I'd probably meet up, take that dude up.
Couldn't you turn that into a Jackass episode? Yeah. Isn't that a little more of a stunt than just about anything else you've done?
I would have been, like, right now I'm so damn horny. I wish I was in Philly.
Steve, honestly, how horny do you got to be?
I don't know. You know, like, I got to get a picture of this individual. I wouldn't want to be disrespectful, you know, and go around and saying, oh, yeah, check it out. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. But let me see.
But I'm telling you, dude, like, really hot dude.
I like her bangs.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Getting a little bit away from Steve-O's heart condition, thankfully. It feels good to get back a little bit, doesn't it? All right.
For sure.
More Steve-O, more Drew, more you after this. Here we go with Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
And the man who loved him. With little tiny hands.
You know, I've got, like, my website, stevovideo.com. It's this awesome internet community, and, you know, like, just these really, like, passionate Steve-O fans. It's crazy. And, you know, they all download the...
Do they all hear about your heart thing?
Yeah, oh, for sure, man. And, you know, they all download this Loveline stuff. So Violet, babe, if you can turn me back on to that dude.
Is she the one that set you up with him? Yeah, her?
Yeah. I really still don't know. And, no...
You said a prosthetic and vagina. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. I just remembered that, like, you know, the panties were off limits. Who knows? Maybe there was a dong in there.
Oh.
I really don't think so, though. And no disrespect to anybody. But, you know what I'm saying, Violet. Yeah.
All right, this is Andrew.
Yeah.
Hey there. I'm with Steve-O.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to first off tell you that you should be fine with your heart disease. I have a friend, actually, who has long QT syndrome.
That's different, and, though. I mean, Steve-O has long QT just by virtue of how the muscle's not working.
Oh, okay. But I was just saying, it was, like, a really dangerous disease, but,
It can predispose something called torsade de pointe.
I love how, like what this guy's talking about is... This guy's talking about something really dangerous, and it's like, nah.
Steve-O's got it worse. Steve-O's got it worse. Long QT, I agree, is not the greatest thing. You get this torsade syndrome, but Steve-O got the muscle and the electrical problem, so good times.
So, yeah, now, Drew, can you walk me through what, like, there's, like... I could die suddenly from this and just sort of be dead before I hit the ground.
Yep.
Which I think is pretty rad.
That's pretty rad.
But now, more likely...
You get a progressive pump failure. So heart failure is really the failure of the heart as a pump. And so fluid, when it pumps, things don't go forward.
How long does it take to die when that happens?
It'll take a long time. About 5-10 years. Okay.
5 to 10 years, and you just become bloated.
You become unable to get up out of the chair. You're short of breath all the time. You have to sleep sitting up. And you turn into this swollen, huge.
I know that would be me, too, because I'm just not inclined to keel over and die, I don't think.
It doesn't seem like you've certainly been trying that for a while. What's your question, Andrew?
All right. I have some questions about Jackass 2. If you can answer them, that's great. If not, I mean, I understand the whole spooky thing. First off, I wanted to know, like, what's the release date, probably?
We're talking about September 22nd.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And then my second question was, I was reading through some rumors on there, and it said that some of BAM's crew was going to, like, not be on there, and Dave England was going to be missing. Is that true, or are they all...
No. Dave England's been on fire. yeah, Dave England's been good. The only person who hasn't been around is Rab himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess Rab and BAM had some kind of falling out. I don't really know what it is. I was saying to Bam, I was like, man, dude, we need Rab. But, yeah, I don't know. He's doing his own thing. He's in California somewhere.
This is Daisy.
Yeah?
Hi, Daisy. You're on with Steve-O.
Where's Dave? That dude,
hi.
Do you live in Philadelphia?
I don't know. I can't make it to Philadelphia tonight, and I'm incredibly lonely. I mean, Drew's my bro and all.
I don't have little hands. Was there anybody out on the street when you went out there?
Daisy is just a sexy name.
What's up, Daisy?
What's up? Hi, Steve-O. I love you.
Thank you, baby.
Love you, Dr. Drew, too.
Hey, Daisy. What's happening?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend since I was 16. He knows in the past that I have, I guess, experimented with other females. But lately, that kind of stopped since I dated him. And now I want to be with a female, like, kind of friends with benefits type thing. But I just don't want to hurt him. And I want to know, like, should I go for it? I don't know.
Well, is this guy financially supporting you? I mean, is it just sort of a formality to...
I mean, do you have a lot to lose?
Because, I mean, if you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian, you know, and if you're kind of faking the funk so that this guy can pay the rent, you know, I'd say that's probably bad.
No.
On the other hand, including this guy in the whole thing, probably. This thing's over anyway.
I have a lot to lose. He's such a great guy. He's been there for me 110%.
Well, that seems to be precisely why you want to sabotage this, Daisy.
Yeah, and being from Phoenix, like, it just seems like Phoenix is such, like, a crystal meth place. Are you guys on speed?
No.
Daisy, this guy's nice, stable relationship. You got to throw some chaos in. You're going to have to sabotage it. And there you go. You're going to cheat. Just because you're cheating with a girl doesn't mean you're not cheating.
Ah, I mean, it's definitely mitigated.
It's mitigated if she...
You know, when I was younger, I was very confused. Like, am I gay? Do I want a man? And since I met him, that I thought, you know, everything was clear. And
yeah, but here's the deal: it doesn't matter about the sexual orientation is not the thing. You seem unable to maintain a stable relationship. That's your problem.
I'm not getting that she wants to be with the girl. Yeah. I'm just getting that the guy is not fulfilling her, so she just wants to kind of lash out.
I think just the fact that the guy's nice and stable, and she can't tolerate closeness. She experienced him as boring. You got to inject some chaos and action, some drama, right, Daisy?
Yeah, but that sounds like advice for me. You know, you got to be careful. Like this is her tendency.
Well, let's take a break. We'll finish Daisy up when we get back, and we'll talk more about Steve-O's heart and his male compatriot with small hands.
And how horny I am right now.
And how he'd love to meet somebody tonight. 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Loveline after this. We are back with more Loveline. He is Steve-O. I am Dr. Drew. And you doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, man, for sure.
All right. What are we going to do with the cigarettes? That's the next thing we see.
I know.
Your cardiologist is going to be all over you tomorrow about that. Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Need an angiogram? Need a cardiac biopsy?
I really didn't foresee quitting drinking.
I know. You never expected it.
So far, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Hasn't been that bad? Yeah.
Well, you know, like, not drinking hasn't...
It stepped up the pot a little bit, though. Let's be serious. You crossed over.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. This is Amy from Albuquerque. What's up, Amy?
What are you doing?
We're talking to Steve-O.
Crucial.
What's up, Amy?
Crucial.
What are you doing? Steve-O, you're going to be fine. Don't listen to anybody.
I know, Amy.
I love
you. Are you in Albuquerque or Denver?
I'm in Denver.
Oh, you are? Okay.
You know Amy?
Yeah, it says right there. She's an old friend of mine.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about Denver.
Well, I know that Amy lives in Denver now.
No, he's a stuck-up ass because he's famous.
Because why?
Because he got famous.
Did you know Steve-O before?
I love Steve-O. I've known him for a long time. He's one of my most favorite people in the world.
Well, he's got a pretty serious heart problem, but I agree. That
no, he doesn't. He's going to be fine.
Well, he has a very serious heart problem.
Tell me you're going to be all right.
And I believe he's going to be okay, but he's going to have to pay some very close attention to do so. So.
Yeah.
I love you, Steve-O.
Thank you, Amy.
And you need to say hi to my son at one point.
Okay.
Amy, do you live in Philadelphia?
Do you still skateboard, or are you such a wuss that you don't skateboard? Are you there?
Yeah. The background.
My battery's going to die, and I love you. I'm just giving you a hard time as usual.
I know. Thank you, baby.
Okay. Friends like that. let's talk to Emily. Whoops.
I used to be, like, sort of, like, homeless, and that girl, Amy, she always took care of me when I was a big-time loser.
Wow. Aaron.
Hi.
What's happening there? You're almost Steve-O.
Hi, Steve-O.
Hey.
I love you, and I think you and Bam are so hot, but you gotta fix your voice.
Sweet, thanks.
I met this guy and we got to know each other for a few hours. We were just drinking and we hit it off, and then out of nowhere, when he was about to leave, he tells me that he was really married and he had 3 kids.
How old is he?
He's 26.
So you're drinking with him at 19? Well, criminal.
But that wouldn't be on him, because it sounds like they're drinking in a bar, right? It'd be
In a bar?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the story here? I mean, you didn't do anything with the guy, right?
No, we did something. And
you did do something. Well, right in the middle of the bar?
No.
You went to the bathroom? You got a hotel room. Okay.
Yeah. And then
I was going to say that this guy was, sort of doing the right thing, and before things got too hot and heavy, he sort of came clean and said married. But
I wonder if there's sort of a line he was just to sort of make it a one-night stand.
I know, but then that just seems like fatal attraction crap. I don't know what to say, babe.
But
I mean, it seems like that, you know, the guy cheats on his wife, and then all of a sudden, maybe the guy feels better about it, having come clean. He got that off his chest, so that mitigates what happened.
Is he someone you're going to see again?
He said he was going to call me and everything, and I don't really feel bad. I'm in a relationship, but he's in Germany, and he's in the Army, so I don't really even know what to do. And come to find out that this girl that he's married to
See the thought process.
Wait. The girl's what?
Married to used to babysit me when I was like small, younger.
Wow.
And now I kind of feel guilty and.
Kind of feel guilty.
Or I do feel guilty, but it's like.
Well, the thought process here is like when this intimacy occurred, she didn't know that the guy was married, so
True.
She didn't technically do anything wrong. And then he came clean, and now that he's come clean and she knows that he's married, sort of, well, we already did it anyway, so it's not going to get any worse.
Well, and also, she seems like someone that doesn't want to have a real relationship. The guy's not available, so much the better as far as she's concerned.
And the poor bastard that's in the Army. Yeah, but he's in the Army.
But not only that, though, I think that she needs to pay attention to this family that she's effing up and just say, get out of here and stop. But the guy's too old for you anyway. He's 26. Corey.
Yeah?
What's going on? You're on Loveline.
Hello?
Can we
get some Los Angeles local hot babes to be calling in? Really, Anderson, dial it down.
Let's be fair. You don't want them to call in.
No, I mean, call in whatever. Just come over.
I don't take the calls, Steve.
All right. Tell them to just, but when they do call, tell them to get over here.
We've got nothing but, like, dudes that have become chicks calling for you.
All right, man. Work with me. I just need a ride home. Okay, what's up, babe?
He does need a ride home, so head on over to the corner of Venice and Fairfax. This is a compound here. Got a gate around it. Wait outside the gate. Steve-O will magically appear.
Yeah,
he'll be smoking pot out in front of the building in half an hour, so check it out there.
And that's Drew trying to get out and giving me a ride home.
No, I'll get a ride home.
I know, but I want a hot chick
to come. I'm afraid of your sort of predilections. Now you're freaking me out a little bit. All Corey. Right.
Yes?
What's your question?
Steve-O, did you ever pass high school?
Sure, yeah. I went to college and everything.
Steve had a huge huge education, traveled the world. How old were you went to Egypt?
13.
13, he's cruising Egypt. He's living in a...
I grew up in 5 countries.
Yeah.
I was born in England, and at the age of 6 months, my family moved to Brazil, spoke my first words in Portuguese. 2 years old, the family moved to Venezuela, and I fluently spoke Spanish through nursery school. The age of 4, I moved to Connecticut. The age of 6, I moved to Miami. 9, I moved to London, England. 12, I moved to Toronto. And then 14 through 18 in England. And then University of Miami. And then I started really traveling.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Then I dropped out of college and, you know.
What were you studying?
Communications. I wanted to be a creative advertising dude.
Nice.
Still kind of want to do that. Did we not get a question out of
that? Yeah, I just wanted to know if you finished high school. David.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
Hello?
David, yeah. So you want Steve-O?
Hey, I love you guys, both of you. My dad got really angry tonight, and he destroyed a dresser.
With a shovel.
Yeah.
What was the shovel? Did he, go to the garage to get the shovel to specifically come back to annihilate the dresser?
Yeah, it was actually a couple of minutes. Well, he brought the dresser.
It's a premeditated dresser annihilation.
Was he loaded?
No, he doesn't do drugs. He just has, bad anger problems.
Was he drinking?
No, he doesn't drink or do drugs.
He suffers from... What was he mad about? I mean, was he mad at the dresser?
No, he tried to give the dresser to my sister, but she didn't want it. And
so he was mad at the dresser?
Well, he was mad at my sister, but he took it out on the dresser, I guess. And I called the cops, and they came and talked...
Oh, good.
This guy seems to be more stoned than I am.
Maybe that's the shovel ended up somewhere else besides the dresser.
Well, I'm not sure it was a shovel, but it was some kind of pickaxe.
Yeah, maybe it was a bong.
I don't know, Dave. You did the right thing. You called the police, and well done. Cassidy.
Hello?
Hey there. You're on with Steve-O.
Hey, what's up, Steve? I wonder if you want to have a one-night stand.
Sure.
No, seriously, I'll just decide. I wonder if you want to have a one-night stand.
Oh, wow.
He's a dying man, too. It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Charity.
I mean, it's kind of weird to commit yourself to a one-night stand with someone that they've never seen before.
Just you don't know if you're going to be into it?
Because, you don't know if you're going to be into it. And then I just feel like, how about we don't put any pressure on ourselves, and we'll just give me a ride home, and we'll see how it goes.
Where do you live?
In Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She could be here in time.
You think?
Yeah, easily.
I don't know.
She'll be here in half an hour.
Why is it, Drew, that, men are just...
Drew, why is it that...
that like men are just slutty and but however.
No, I'm not a slut or anything.
No,
like
no,
that.
Man. He said.
I said.
Men
I said men are just slutty, but when a woman's that sort of just straightforward about
then
it,
he's
you
like,
know, all of a sudden, yeah.
No, whoa, wait a minute here. It's on you know, my terms,
yeah.
Not on yours.
Something about like a woman.
Well, because I think part of it is first of all, you know that if you're into it, you'll be driven to sort of hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'll
be men want, the
pursuing.
Grass,
you'll be pursuing.
The grass is greener on the other
but
side
if,
of the
but
fence.
If you're being pursued, you don't know if you're going to be reciprocating it. If you are, great, you'll be into it. But if you don't know, you don't know.
It's and then way, it's just an awkward moment waiting to happen.
Yeah. But we can check it out.
Yeah, we can check it out. I'm not going to put it this way, babe. I'm not saying no.
So are you up for it or what?
I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, I'm saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
So do you?
What is this? Hold on.
Yeah.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, it's just my dumb little brother.
Well, let me talk to him.
All right. What's Jason doing? Jason, you're on with Steve-O.
Something how you dealing with that?
Something told me I wouldn't have been into that shit.
No.
Yeah, we're doing
great.
Coming
with the painted eyebrow. You, Jason.
Yeah. Man, I am horny, though.
Yes.
What's up, bro, man?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Steve-O?
I'm hanging in there. You know, I'm really enjoying myself tonight.
I like it, man. You know, you've definitely sound like you're having a good time there. So, my question is, I'm 26. I've never been in a relationship, really. And, you know, I get real painfully shy around women. And, hello?
Yeah, dude.
We're listening.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we're following.
I've been going to, like, strip clubs and stuff. And, you know, I'm wondering, like, is there anything wrong with that? Like,
yes, there's a problem if you can't have a real relationship. The fact that you can't be with real people, that you can only have sort of fancy relationships with people you pay, and even then, just sort of at a distance, you're not even going.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, man.
That's a problem.
See, I'm kind of feeling that, and I mean, like with friends, like girls that are friends, I'm fine. But like when I try to go take it to that next step, I'm, you know.
Well, you're a big boy now. Let's take it to the next step. Come on, just hey, those girls that are friends, ask them out for dinner.
There's nothing wrong with going to a tip bar.
No, I'm not saying there is, but. Hey, is that where you're going tonight?
No.
But I'm just saying the fact that he can't, that's not the part that's the problem. The problem is that he can't have a relationship. Let's go, big boy. Come on, Jason. You're 25 years old. I'm 26. Let's get it going.
Like, I've pretty much traveled the world with, like, the same crew for the last so many years, you know? And a lot of the guys, I think back to, like, the early days, and, you know, like, they were really shy around women, like, with this guy. And I've seen these guys come out of their shell, like, over the years, you know? It's really...
Yeah, now they're maniacs.
Oh, yeah. Now it's, like, it's a big competition going on, you know? I liked it better when they were shy.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, Joe.
And about strippers, like, when a stripper comes up and, you know, they're always kind of on you like a used car salesman, and they say, you know, do you want to buy a dance? And I always just say, well, you know, when I'm hungry, you know, if I was hungry, I wouldn't pay to smell food, babe.
What's their response to that?
And then, you know, they just, you know, and then they take off. Sometimes when they're really, and when they come up and they say, like, oh, do you want to tip me for the dance? You know, it's like, well, I didn't tip you for the dance, you know? Like, what do you think? Why don't you take your panhandling act to the gas station where it belongs?
I've said that
before.
Oh, but God.
That probably in my drinking days. See, like, sometimes drink, like, and more and more, like, as of lately, I've found myself drinking to the point of just being, not mean-spirited, but grumpy, you know, and like just the smallest thing, and all just set me off.
We saw that. I'm on Adam's show where you mentioned your tattoo and you broke the place apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, quitting drinking, faced with quitting drinking, all I have to do is just think back to the Adam Carolla show, you know, and
it sounds good, doesn't it?
I just think back to how wasted I was, and I can really look myself in the mirror and consider that. Drinking is checked off my list.
Good, you've done it. You've done it in front of God and everybody. All right, Joe, what's happening?
Not much, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Good. I've noticed that I have a pattern of dating girls who are completely messed up.
you know, the last girl I dated was a cutter. Girl before that was a cokehead. Girl before her was suicidal and constantly dramatic about that. And I was wondering, you know, what do I do about this? Do I...
That's codependency and sort of a loose way of looking at that anyway.
Yeah.
So the dramatic suicide person is the person that's never going to kill themselves, right?
No, they do sometimes. They do sometimes accidentally, too. But he's talking about chaos, really, is what he's talking about. Somebody who just cuts and chaos and acting out all the time. And these are all trauma survivors, and these are all people that walk around with very intense pain. And you have poor boundaries, Joe, and so you feel that pain. You see the sort of injured child that's within, and you have to stop the pain. You have to rescue them from their misery. Or you see the abusive guys they get themselves hooked up with compulsively, and you're going to be the good guy that shows them with the real value and the virtue of humanity. Are you kidding me? Think how many times you tried that, Joe.
Too many.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Man, I wonder if it...
In fact, you keep them broken. You keep them broken that way. By rescuing them, you keep them chronically in need of rescue. What they need is somebody just to... Huh?
Would you say I was enabling them?
Not enabling them. You're just keeping them chronically in their current state.
Well, I mean, I think it's like when you're coming to the rescue, here's someone who's kind of like sort of wobbly on their own feet. And, you know, the way to... stop being wobbly on your feet is to just
be present with them while they try to stand up.
Kind of coming in there as a crutch, you know, to
not even a crutch, just give them support while they manage their wobbliness.
I think I've got a little bit of that in me too.
The rescue thing.
Yeah, you know, it's just like you want to be, you know, like I find myself, I want to be like really, really good to a girl. Not as much like because I care about the girl, but maybe I like the feeling of being like the rad guy who is awesome to the girl, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, people like people thinking well of them, you know, that's a natural thing. But, you know, not everyone, Steve-O, has little hands. Not everyone. Oh, crap. Jessica, you there?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hi. First of all, I want to say I have little hands.
Yeah.
And I'm all woman.
Where do you live?
I live in California, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, did you become Steve-O's pimp?
What?
You know, the one that was just saying, do you want to have a one-night stand? Like it creeped me out, you know? No pressure.
I'm just letting
you
know.
Yeah.
No options out there.
Hey, there's no pressure. But, you know, this girl sounds just like she's got her act together. Like, you know, like, I could really enjoy your company.
I'm sure. Anyways.
Ain't gonna happen.
So,
I'm sure, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
we could probably
know,
get banged,
okay.
You know, and watch some core TV.
Are you gonna listen to me?
Yeah.
I want to know, okay, I was the girl with, like, all the boyfriends and stuff, and throughout high school I always had, like, long relationships. Yeah. And now I usually just get out and, like, I'm horny, whatever. I'll go back, and if I'm attracted to you, I'll usually have sex with you because that's what I want to do. I'm not, like,
yeah.
I don't
know.
Well,
you know, like, you're not really technically having sex with the person. You're having sex with a condom.
Yes. Anyways. Anyway.
How old are you?
After that, I always look at these people as, like, oh, they're just... I just had sex with them, whatever. I don't want a relationship. So, basically, I don't have relationships anymore.
How old are you?
Like,
how old are you?
20.
And how many times has this happened? For how long?
Since July. Like, for a year. I had a boyfriend for a while, and then we broke up.
How many times has this happened in the year?
Like, 7 or 8 times.
Maybe, that's not bad.
Maybe
you're
just not interested in a relationship.
And
right
as
now.
Long as you stick to having sex with rubbers,
okay.
then it's totally
rubbers,
awesome.
Like, I'm usually find someone, and I'm like... But no one appeals to me, especially after I have sex with them. I'm like, ugh.
Well, it's probably the guys you're selecting. Are you in school right now, or are you working?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I go to school.
What are you studying?
Communications.
And what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Jessica, I'm falling in love with you. Yeah.
I'm
and
sure.
Just, and then when the doctor told me that my heart was messed up, he also said that my wiener was
the
rad.
The doctor told me that my heart was messed up last year, and then I went through all the stuff, and then they're like, oh, never mind, you're fine.
Yeah, but this is different. This is very messed up. Yeah.
This is very messed up.
I'm
but
really
my wiener
sorry.
Is
okay.
My wiener is in good shape.
Okay, if you're very lonely, you can always call me. I'm always here for you.
Rad. Okay. Hey, you want to give me a ride home?
Sure. You're in
awesome.
LA. Not that
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Get away.
Yeah, awesome. And then we can get baked and watch Court TV.
Okay, so I'm fine. I'm going to have a good, healthy life.
Well, I don't know. Do you have any history of trauma or anything we should know about a broken family?
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened?
I've had a lot of, like, family issues, well, just mostly with my mom. And so I left, and I live with my dad now, who's, like, this amazing person.
What was up with your mom?
What?
What was up with your mom?
I think she has a personality disorder.
And what was happening?
She's just very, like, she can't control her own life, and I was like her parent, basically. Like, I took care of my mom for a really long time.
Yeah, that's not good.
Made all the decisions for her and everything. And so now I live, like, at my dad's house, and it's, like, an actual family and everything, so I'm much better. But I went through, like, depression and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
why don't you get some therapy?
I do, but I'm still working on my mother and all that.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Since then, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm completely living by myself because, I don't know.
Well, it's certainly the life you're living is a very lonely and isolated life. But some of that may be part of the transition from being somebody who gets dependent in a relationship to being sort of independent.
Yeah.
And in that process, you're saying, well, I can't really handle anybody right now. That'll suck me back into dependency. And eventually you'll be able to be close and independent with somebody. That's really the process of therapy.
She seems confident and independent and articulate and intelligent.
You know what he's doing there, Jessica, don't you? He's what?
No, it's true. Like, it's hard to picture that she's really struggling in any way.
No, this is good. This is a process.
Communication skills are really strong.
This is a healthy thing. She's learning independence, and then next needs to be able to independent and close. That'll happen. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in a while.
Yeah, well, yeah. Come on over, babe. We'll see you soon.
Jake.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's your question?
So here's my question. Say you're getting ready to possibly go to prison and you decide to have a sex change, will they send you to a female prison or a male prison, vice versa?
You see what he's trying to do, right? If I'm going to prison, I want to go to prison with all women. So if I get a sex change...
I think it's a, you know...
Novel idea, yeah?
It's a win-win situation, I mean, or potentially a lose-lose situation.
You lose something in the process.
I don't know if this guy's afraid of having wieners up his butt. Or if he wants to hang out with chicks, I think that
both.
It's both.
Yeah, but he loses a wiener.
Okay, now
he loses his wiener in the process.
I know, but I'm dying of curiosity. Are you going to prison, dude?
I'd rather not talk about that.
All right, so that's a distinct yes.
It's a distinct possibility. I haven't seen a trial yet, but if that was to happen, I'm just curious if they would send me to a female prison.
Now, okay, like prison aside, is this like a something that you've given thought to before, you know? Like, transsexual?
No, you don't sound gay.
You just want to go hang out. If you're going to be a life in prison, it's going to be a life in prison with women. Is that basically
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
And so to answer the question?
We don't know.
Wouldn't Mexico be a better option?
Mexico?
Just go to Mexico, and keep your dick.
I love that you can say that on the radio.
All right, let's take a break. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. That is Steve-O. Steve-O's got a heart problem. He's found out he's got the heart of a 90-year-old. It's called a cardiomyopathy. The muscle is floppy and baggy and doesn't pump fluid forward, and so fluid accumulates behind. He can get sudden cardiac death and congestive heart failure. Throw ischemic embolic strokes to his head. It's a lovely, lovely prospect. And it's the condition for which cardiac transplant is the primary treatment. So
that's heart transplant.
Yes, heart transplant. So what we're going to do tomorrow is have him see a cardiologist, hopefully an angiogram and a cardiac biopsy, and we're going to see if this thing is reversible, which
yep.
I kind of believe it will be.
In the meantime, Jessica's coming over.
And Jessica's going to pick him up, take him home. And if she doesn't, it's going to break his heart, and I don't want to be here when that happens. Phone number again, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, the one and only Steve-O.
Yeah.
Maybe mention a Jackass 2, Wild Boys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
If you go to my website, like, I forgot to mention this guy was asking about what all I'm doing. I've got my rap album project, my new DVD release, the Jackass 2, the shoe contract, and a whole television show of my very own, and the casting process is going on. So if you want to be, you got to be over the age of 21. You got to live in the United States. and you have to kick butt in some way or another. Like, it's all on my website. If you go to steveovideo.com, you can read all about it. And there's the disclaimers, because I'm actually accepting videotape.
Nice.
Like, videotape applications. So it's like everyone's just freaking out. Oh, man. Like, we do not want people to hurt themselves, risk themselves. You know, like, there's, like, disclaimers.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, tell me about it. Just sort of sit there and tell me about
Don't
it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it's kind of crazy to be talking to so many people and fail to mention that.
You got other things on our mind tonight.
Yeah, that's
Steve,
true.
We got your heart condition, your
You know, it's pretty wild.
Your wiener.
Like, I know. I got home last night, and it was, like, I don't know. I mean, I'd edited some footage I filmed, you know, on my Euro mission.
Yeah.
And then I had, you know, the producers of this very TV show I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we heard you on Loveline last night. Like, what's going on? You know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the heart
you
thing.
You know, and I'm thinking, like, man, like, publicly announcing this heart condition that I have could have detrimental effects on my career, you know. But, like, you can tell everyone, right? Like, I mean, I flew off a damn trapeze today, and my heart was fine.
Not only can you tell everyone, I mean, if you are going into a project, you have to disclose everything. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My contract for my TV deal is signed.
But I mean, if you go into production, they'll take an insurance policy out on you, and they do it.
I don't, on basic cable, I really, you know, I never heard of that. They never insured me on Jackass or Wild Boys. And
that's because
it's
too high an insurance policy. Kendra.
I mean, yeah, we're trying to die.
What's happening, Kendra?
Or at least, you know, get close.
Kendra?
Yes?
What's going on?
I was wondering if, turning out your lover onto a licking his butthole is a compulsive sexual problem.
Turning out your lover onto what with his butthole?
Licking it.
Looking it?
Turning
licking
your...
With my tongue.
Oh, so basically you're saying that you're, like, you tell your boyfriend, eat my ass, bitch, eat it. Is that what?
I eat his ass.
Oh, you eat his ass, okay. That's not on command, is it? Does he say, eat it, bitch? And I'm not trying to be rude,
person,
I mean, I'm maybe a little bit.
Is it a compulsion to turn him on to it? Was that the question?
Right. Okay, so now do you mean, like, turn him on to butt licking, or like, turn him on, like, by butt?
You mean, will he become compulsive?
Yeah.
Or is it... Will he like it and make you do it more and more?
Right.
And you don't want that.
See, what I've always...
You do want that.
You want to eat that butt all the time. I mean, I think it's pretty rad, you know? Like, I certainly don't just eat a girl's butt, you know? Like, I got to really, really like her. You know, I've always maintained that a woman will never ask a man to eat her butt. You know, but she'll also not tell him to stop.
Kendra, do you do this in the shower?
No, I do it dry.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, babe? Like, there's no logic in the chambers of the heart. But it's not gonna hurt you. There's no health risks in this, right?
Well, there's something called the oral fecal route of transmission of many different bacterial conditions.
The butt's not the cleanest thing to eat.
If your buddy has any sort of butthole buddy has any sort of transmissible conditions like, you know, salmonella, shigella, there are hundreds and hundreds of different diseases that are passed that way. But if he's healthy, no, you're gonna be fine.
If you say, yeah, okay, and I mean, this, like, maybe just do it in the shower or something.
Okay.
How dare you?
How dare me?
Kendra,
what?
Kendra's offended by that suggestion. Keenan. Whoops. There you are. What's happening?
Oh, my God, am I on?
You're on.
Oh, yeah, it's a legendary show tonight.
Devo?
What's up, bro, man, dude?
You are my hero.
Hey, thanks.
And Dr. Drew, you're pretty awesome. This is like,
but he's come up short on some medical terms.
But Steve-O's your hero.
Not known a couple things.
They're like my hero, like in the same room.
You listen to Loveline all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. And I watch Wild Boys and Jack after he runs. Except Pontius isn't in there.
And Pont.
Yeah,
Isn't he here with us tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
He should be, though.
He's been.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be back to promote this damn movie. I love how I just come here because I love being here, you know? Like, I'll go through the whole 2 hours and completely fail to plug a single thing. You know, like, even if I do, it's all happen. I love being here. And it sounds like kind of like a cop-out, but the, like, having no pressure to, you know, like, I really wanted to get this job regularly and have the contract and everything. But... You know,
first grade,
I'm just
heart.
Dr. Drew's bitch. Yeah.
All right, Keenan, take care. You all right?
All right, see you guys.
First thing, for all the stuff that I'm planning on doing, like with my heart condition, you know, radio is like the least of it, right? I mean,
least stressful, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, radio would work good for you. You could sit here and be in heart failure and, you know, resuscitate. You no one even know it. Catherine.
Hi.
Here we are.
Dr. G, you're pretty crazy, man. Steve-O, for that bitch Ashley, I don't know what you're thinking.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. I am so single, it's amazing.
Right. Oh, Ashley, that bitch.
I don't even know.
We're born alone, we go alone, man. Anyway, I hope everything goes cool with you.
For sure, I think it will. I think that, A good positive mental attitude prevails.
It helps.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it's about.
And, lifestyle changes are in order.
Yeah. I had a question. Dr. Drew, sorry, this is crazy. I just found out, that my dad wasn't my dad.
Who is he?
Oh, he's my brother and sister's dad, but I'm the youngest one.
So they're your half-brother and sister, yes?
Yeah. And
wait, what'd you say? She just found out that her dad isn't her dad?
Last summer.
What?
Last summer.
We're echoing, man.
I know.
And I just want to know when it would be, like, a right time to, like, maybe meet him.
Do you know?
The real dad, okay.
If I should.
Do you know, generally, it's not a great idea.
I think that, you know, like, any time that a kid isn't allowed to, you know, it's sort of like adopted kids always go on this quest to find their biological parents. I mean, it seems inherent that the douchebag parent that ups and leaves isn't, like, a role model that you really want to track down.
It's not going to be a captain of industry.
But the mentality is, don't tell me who I'm not allowed to meet.
Right.
You know?
And I feel incomplete until I find this out.
Yeah.
All right, go.
And it's always, sort of...
I thought he was my dad the whole time. I had wonders because I would see him sometimes. He was my aunt's, my uncle's friend kind of thing.
Well, you've seen this guy.
Yeah.
The guy that actually is your dad.
He was my dad's, my brother's parents, my dad, my brother's dad, he was his friend, and my mom, cheated on my dad,
because
my dad had issues, but he's cool now, but, I mean, I don't know, I guess she told me she didn't go with the other guy, because she didn't want to risk any problems with my sister and my brother growing up.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do now?
So I'm just wondering what I should do as far as my parents. How I speak.
Man, we've got a screwed up girl on the phone.
Yeah, she just seems, listen, sit tight right now. Talk more to the parents that have raised you. If you want to meet this guy and talk to him, go ahead. You know who he is. He's not a great guy. He's not somebody you're very excited about. If you want some sort of relationship with him, talk to your mom about it. See to what extent this should happen. He's not going to be a great dad. You've got a great dad. He raised you, and just let that be.
Yeah. I wonder if the guy that she thought was her dad even knows about this. Do you think he
does? Oh, it's a good question. Catherine?
What happened?
Does this guy even know that he has a daughter?
Yeah.
He knows that it's you?
Yeah.
And he's just been hanging around all these years and just never letting on to the fact that he is your dad.
Yeah, because it's my dad who I got raised with. I don't think he wanted him around. More of a vengeful kind of thing.
What I would say, Catherine, is, you know, just whatever the issues are with your parents, it's almost just irrelevant. And just don't let it hold you back in other areas of life.
Right. I totally agree. Oh, Steve, this one's for you. Mia Rose.
Yes, this is Mia Rose.
And?
And I just got come on here to say hi, Steve. I love you. Me and my sister love you for the longest.
Okay, I'm looking at the screen over here. You're 19 years old. You just got into the porn industry.
Well, 5 months ago.
5 months, okay. All right. This is good. So where's Woodland Hills? Is that Los Angeles?
Yes, L.A.
All right. So are you coming to get me? Oh,
Mia.
Mia, that's okay.
Okay.
Just because
hold on. See, Anderson, don't hang up on her.
Yeah, don't tell her.
Steve, we'll have a cardiac arrest right here if you do that.
Tell her specifically where we are.
Okay, here she is. Mia.
Yeah, you can't swear on the radio, babe.
You can't get me excited. Okay.
Well, just cruise on over. And,
hey, where can we find you on the internet to make sure that you're the real deal?
Oh my God, this is going to sound extremely nerdy, but you can find me on MySpace unless you want to see some of my movies.
That's what we're talking about, the films.
Okay, yeah, you can either go to Hustler, but you can go to smashpictures.com, I think, and Moving Violations was me and my sister's first box cover.
Your sister, you're in porn together?
Yeah, we got in it together.
Is Mia Rose your porn name?
Yeah, Mia Rose is my porn name.
Oh,
If I die tomorrow, I think I'd be happy how my life turned out. Yeah. We're cracking up Drew tonight.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't apologize when you're not wrong, babe. And just get over here. We'll be stoked.
Are you in L.A. right now?
Yeah. Ever heard of Fairfax in Venice?
Fairfax. Hold on, let me write this down.
Yes. I'm so happy.
You're happy.
You got her. Is she incredible? Hold on, I gotta check out your picture.
What's
babe.
The name of your film?
It's called Moving Violations.
Moving Violation, guys. Oh, there they go. They're all into it.
No way, she's totally rad.
Oh wait, there he's Steve. Could turn on that mic for Steve, will you, Corey? So we can talk over here.
It's looking like she's totally rad.
He's over at a computer now, looking at this.
Where is it, dude?
I came home and the radio was on, okay. And, oh, God, I swear to God, I've never put three out in my life.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's just sweet, 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 right on.
So, yeah, you're in L.A. Sushi, you like it? Good.
All right, babe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm totally here.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sounds rad. Let's do it.
So poor Steve was going to be sitting on the curb at 12:30 at night, not knowing if Mia Rose was actually going to come.
I could hail down a cab. I've done it before.
Oh, I don't think they stop for you. Come on, be honest.
So the way that Dr. Drew doesn't have to worry about me is if you're here when the show's over, which is 19 minutes.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, so let's hop to it, Mama.
Okay, if you're serious, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, cruise on over. I got no ride home.
No, okay.
Tell her where to go?
Yeah, Fairfax and Venice. Not to
it's a corner. It's a sort of a compound here. Steve will be out on the street.
She's from Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know where Fairfax and Venice is.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Give Anderson your number. We'll get her off the air.
And then Steve will talk to you. All right? Yeah. All right, there we go. Phone number here is...
She's called the Alaskan Twins, and that dude last night that was such a dick to you was from Alaska. It's kind of a weird...
Nice. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number.
I've always had zany encounters with the Alaskan people.
Steve-O, this is going to be one of them. We will hear more about Steve-O and his misadventures after this. Everybody's love line, legendary Steve-O, and a legendary program tonight as Steve-O cherry picks our audience. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's good to be single, you know. I love coming out here and trying to get chicks to come. Right now, it's a race between Jessica and Mia Rose. And I know Jessica had a head start, but I don't know if she went anywhere.
You seem to connect a little more with Jessica, too. I don't know.
I connected more with Jessica, but I think Mia Rose is really on the way.
Autumn, what's happening there?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? Okay, so I just got home from rehab, and it sucked balls, but, yeah. I went in for drinking and cocaine and smoking weed, but I don't really think you can go into rehab for smoking weed.
You don't think what? You don't think what about the weed?
You can technically go to rehab for smoking weed, but... You know, in rehab, the hierarchy of respect is sort of based on how messed up you are.
Well,
I remember I was in rehab. I was only 20 years old, but like every day someone left and was replaced by someone that came in. And yeah. You know, the first thing you do is walk up to the circle of feelings and say what your name is, what your drug of choice is. You could always tell the heroin addicts because they'd be just carried in. You know.
Yeah.
I remember one. I figured out too. I was like, man, it's so wild. You come here to get better, but you know, like it's all war stories, and you know, you get respect for being more messed up. This one kid walked in and he said, you know, my name's so and so, and my drug of choice is marijuana. You know, like it was just people were like mad at the guy. You know, like you walk in, and you know, people come in and say my drug of choice is. Is powder cocaine.
You know, not anymore, though, because marijuana is representing more and more commonly the hospitalizations for chemical dependency, and it's a hard one to kick, in particular the strong stuff people use. It has an opiate effect for some people, and it is extremely difficult to kick. So even the amphetamine addicts that use smoke pot, they don't miss the speed, they miss the pot.
I walked in, and I was running with like a month and a half before I went, but like I walked in, and like, they looked at me, they're like, you're a stupid stoner, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I get stoned and I skate. I'm like, and play my bass, that's all I do. And they was like, dude, you're such a stoner. And I'm like, whatever. Like, cause I slept between two tweakers. But yeah, okay, anyways, I have a question.
Yep.
Do you have any tips, Steve-O, that could help me stay sober? Like, not with smoking weed, but with drinking?
Well, I mean, cocaine and alcohol it's been... It's been like 5 months since my last cocaine binge.
It's been 3 months for me.
That, like, I just, you know, it was honestly like when I was getting out of Nicole Richie's car and dudes were running from all directions with cameras. And it, right then it was when it dawned on me. I was like, I thought, you know, I really like having my life under this much scrutiny, you know, and I'm just posing for the paparazzi. I was loving it. And I just thought, you know, like, being a cokehead is just... stupid, you know, like, and I wanted my life under intense scrutiny, and being on cocaine wasn't the way to do that, so I don't know, like, that was kind of a piece of cake for me. Alcohol, I never ever envisioned myself stopping.
Me either.
But then now, you know, but I'm sort of like, you know, my mentality, I'm like a real kind of stubborn, sort of don't tell me what I can't do. You know, when people are like, oh, yeah, that should last until about 9 p.m., I think that just blows wind into my sails. You know, like, don't tell me what I can't do. But, I don't know, I would just say, like, honestly, to stay sober, you know, like, do what makes you happy that's not drinking and drugs, you know?
Go to the meeting. It's hard at 15 to do that, but you can still do it, all right?
I live down here in Mesa, and I'm up in Phoenix all the time, and everyone's doing meth, and I'm just like...
Yeah, don't do that.
It's going to be bad times, Oliver. You're 15, for God's sakes. This is
wow,
gonna be,
she's 15.
It's going to be a bad, bad life. There's going to be not much left to your brain by the time things...
Yeah, don't do meth, babe. That's
Sierra.
Hi.
Hey, you're on with Steve-O.
Hi, Steve-O. I just wanted to offer my condolences, except that I'm not sure that would really help you. So all I'm going to tell you is to keep doing what you're doing and make sure everything you do is going to make you happy, whether that be, you know, being pleasured by men with small hands or blowing a load in a bag of Funyuns, but it really would be.
I'm glad we're wrapping up with Sierra. Okay. Oh, you want to ask where she is? You're looking where she's in Sunland. That's in near La Cañada.
And it really would be my distinct pleasure to bring you to oblivion over and over and over again, but I think you'd have more fun with Mia Rose.
Oh, sweetheart, don't sell yourself short like that.
Hey, Steve, I got some bad news for you. Looks like Mia and her sister are in a film about big butts.
Oh,
big butt road.
Oh, no. Wow, what a great show tonight. Sierra, you're an absolute sweetheart.
This is a good one to wrap up with, Sierra.
Thank
it's good.
You.
Yeah, you have a question?
She really pays attention and everything.
Yeah, very nice. He's got a tough day tomorrow. He's going to see a cardiologist. We're going to see what's really going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just I hope everything goes okay. And really, don't let anybody tell you what to do because
that she's going to make your life unhappy. So
well, I never did well with taking orders.
But he should listen to what his cardiologist tells him and do exactly what he tells
him. Listen to him because you don't want to make your life that much shorter. You just want to make yourself happy.
Yeah, you know, and first and foremost, my priority is to just take care of this so that I can... I mean, I want to be able to tell my dad that his son's not dying, you know? Like, this whole family, like that's the only real problem that I'm having in this situation is I can't... My dad would freak the hell out, and I'd be on the next helicopter, like...
That's true.
Or really the last helicopter.
A fighter jet.
And I'm terrified because I've kind of gone on the radio, you know, 2 million listeners, and just kind of broke the news. I'd hate for it to... that's the ultimate. If my dad had to like read about it in a newspaper or something.
Well, at least by the end of tomorrow, you'll be able to tell him something. You know, kind of deal. All right.
Hopefully the cardiologist tomorrow. Like,
but you're gonna call me and tell me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure.
Hey, Steve, she's also in a film called Take It Black.
All right. We'll be taking it black after this. That about does it for Love Line. So Steve-O, cardiologist tomorrow, then you call me immediately, and I'll report in soon to the listeners what's going on with you, okay?
Yep. And
I'm surprised the tabloids aren't all over you after whether we've been talking about it on the radio. But yes, they're
just like an idiot. You know, this is it's just not helping a damn thing.
But I think they don't believe it. I don't think people don't believe it.
Steve-O's new publicity stunt.
Right.
You know, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing good to come from sharing my problems with 2 million listeners.
Sierra made you feel good.
Yeah, Sierra's great.
Jessica made you feel good.
Yeah, Jessica was really the
best. Mia Rose's on her way. And it's good times.
Jessica, I hope Jessica's on the way.
All right, Steve, it's great to see you. We will, you and I will talk on the phone tomorrow afternoon.
There's nothing good to come from sharing my problems, but I'm just that open of an individual.
Good night and stay well.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashley, bitch.